There's a new show on the Marquee Network called Hollywood and Ivy, and the producer who put it together, Brigham Avery from Los Angeles, joins us now. Brigham, how did a L.A. guy get to be such a big Cubs fan?
Well, honestly, I am from Chicago. I grew up in Oak Park. I live in Los Angeles now. So I'm from Oak Park and went to Dominican University. So I've got a background in Chicago, and obviously growing up, and we had WGN on satellite, so watching every day the 84 Cubs, the 89 Cubs, and just falling in love with Harry and the whole essence of everything. And then, of course, being friends with Joe Mantegna here in Los Angeles. This show is a tribute to Cub fans in the entertainment industry, and kind of following the flow of Cub fans becoming entertainment superstars and throwing the first pitch out and all that. So that's kind of the essence of this.
Joe Mantegna is the executive producer of the show, and Brigham Avery is the host of Hollywood and Ivy on Marquee. And here's what I wonder about sometimes with these celebrity Cubs fans, Brigham. Do you think all those years of the lovable losers in a way contributed to the fandom?
I think it really, what it did do, Bob, is it really built a sense of unity and a sense of collection of shared grieving. So it was almost a group therapy experience for many, many years. And so, yes, I think the shared emotion of that. And then a lot of it, too, a lot of what this show is unraveling, Bob, is the essence of a new system of beliefs has been built since 2016. So it's kind of that shared emotional ride.
Give us a few names. Who's coming up on the show? Who will you be talking to about being a fan of the Cubs?
I'm excited to tell you Bob Odenkirk is the next guest. He's debuting on, it's July 11th, and ironically, I think that's when Better Call Saul comes back. So he's our next big guest, and it was amazing talking to him. He is from Berwyn and grew up in Naperville and is an amazing person. He spoke a lot about Better Call Saul, a lot about Breaking Bad, and really kind of, captured the essence of just being a Cub fan and kind of what you mentioned a moment ago about being from Chicago and having some of the shared experience of growing up and rooting for the Cubs and the shared pain and now a lot of the shared pleasure. So Bob Odenkirk, and then we have later on this year, we've got some other pretty big people confirmed. We're working on Bob Newhart. He's excited to do this. Just a lot of it's just working with people's schedules, you know. Mm-hmm. And the great thing is Joe Mantegna's Rolodex. He's one of the greats, and he's worked with all the greats. So,
and you get to shoot this show out in Los Angeles, where most of these folks are living?
Well, yes, I live in Los Angeles, and then we film it at Universal Studios.
And most of the time now, these folks, and this is the great thing about baseball, most baseball stories begin, and it's probably the only sport where the stories begin with, my dad took me, my brother took me to my first game. It's really generational, isn't it? And it probably is with all these celebrity guests you're talking to, right?
And it really is, and really sharing the first experience of Wrigley Field. And what a great way to fall in love with baseball is having that as your first vision of a stadium. So a lot of what, and it was for me too, and that seeing Wrigley Field for the first time on television and then live is the perfect place to watch your favorite team. So you kind of fall in love not just with the Cubs, but with the experience of going to Wrigley Field. And I said this to one person, to one fan, Adrian Zmed, as a matter of fact, that I think Wrigley Field is really a tribute to Frank Lloyd Wright because of the colors of nature that exist there. And it's just something that that exists, and you know, you never forget your first time seeing it.
What's the format of the show, Brigham?
Well, it's an interview-based show, and really it's a collection of discussions about people's experiences at Wrigley Field, being a fan of the Cubs, really a lot of discussion about 2016 and where they were, and a lot about their careers. So that's a great collect, or a kind of a combination of content that's really you know, I find very compelling and that everybody enjoys. People love being on the show, and that's the great thing about it is they like retelling their stories. And it's, you know, you can't put a price on sentimental value. So
it must be fun. Must be fun for you to interview these folks. I've heard Joe Mantegna's story about where he was watching the final out of the World Series in 2016. He was actually outside of his restaurant in L.A., wasn't he? Outside of Taste Chicago.
He was, in fact, in the Fox truck, the Fox production truck, and he saw, because there's a 15-second delay, so he saw them win the World Series. He saw the third out recorded from Cleveland, and then he started to yell at the top of his lungs, and he looked outside, and nobody was saying anything, so he thought it was a dream. So, yes, that's where he was, and it's an amazing kind of unique established group of people that come from Chicago and become successful in Los Angeles and never forget being Cubs fans and the experiences they had.
Yeah, I love that satellite delay story Joe tells. We will be watching for Hollywood and Ivy on the Marquee Network and the premiere with Bob Odenkirk July 11th, and then you'll see the show with various guests at various times. Brigham Avery, the host and producer, and we'll be watching, Brigham. Good talking to you.
Bob, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on Chicago's very own.
Yes, it is. Go Cubs.